Just take a couple moments here, guys, share a passage that's been heavy on my heart this last week that I think is for this next year. Psalm 16, 11. You remember this. It's one of my favorites. You make known to me the path of life, and you will fill me with joy in your presence, or in your presence is fullness of joy, with eternal pleasures at your right hand. I'm kind of a sap for family gatherings. When I get together with my brothers and sisters and the in-laws that I like and things like that, I really get excited about it, you know? So like coming into this Christmas season, the 23rd, we got this big old shindig. I got mom and dad's with everybody and all the cousins, and I work a half a day that day, and I'm just pumped. I mean, I'm just overflowing with excitement about that. It's like I'm topped out with joy. And I was in that moment as this passage was on my heart, and the Spirit whispered to me that this is your portion. This is what I have access to all the time in the Spirit. Is that joy like when you go to the hospital to meet your baby for the first time, maybe, or you're about to get married, or maybe the Lord just supernaturally provides for you financially, and just everything's just lifted off in that moment. It's clean, it's pure, and you just feel like a kid, right? Just complete joy. And that's the place that we're called to live in, and that's our portion all the time. And it's so good, it's almost unbelievable that we have access to that. It's so good. But I believe the Lord is going to release, and I'm praying in full measure, but I'm believing at least a double portion for us, a release of joy this next year. And here's why I believe that, because of what Isaiah 56 says. Isaiah 56 says this, as foreigners and foreigners who bind themselves to the Lord and who minister to him and who love the name of the Lord and to be his servants and who keep the Sabbath without desecrating it and who hold fast to my covenant, these I will bring to my holy mountain. Foreigners, that's us, Gentiles, for the people who love his name, for who love his covenant, he's going to bring us to his holy mountain. And these people, I will make them joyful in my house of prayer. I will give them joy in my house of prayer. David, who was in the house of the prayer more than anybody in the Old Testament, besides maybe Moses, David knew what this was like. In your presence is fullness of joy. In the Lord's house of prayer, it's not there will be joy or you'll work up joy. He says, I will give you joy. I will give them, the foreigners, that's us, I will give them joy in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and sacrifices will be accepted at my altar, for my house will be called a house of prayer for all the nations. The Lord is making us as a people into a house of prayer. The Lord this next year is going to mark this year by prayer for New Life El Dorado. I believe 2020 will be the praying year for us. I don't know what that looks like. I'm praying for revelation on that for all of us. But that we would give ourselves to prayer this next year means, because the word of the Lord is true, it means there will be unprecedented joy in each one of our hearts. Joy because we're partnering with the Lord in his work. Joy because we know his character. And joy because we get to exercise our authority. God is joy. And so as we pray and as we know his heart and as we know his character, we get close to the source of all joy, and it just messes us up. I'll finish with this. Psalms 103, actually in Exodus 33, Moses prays, Lord, teach me your ways. Show me your ways. And then over in Psalms 103, verse 7, it says, his deeds he revealed to the children of Israel, but his ways he made known to Moses. We can know his deeds, but would we be a people that know his ways? I want to know his character. Yeah, we know when the Red Sea, like Sam said today, when it parts, that God did that. Let's grab the tambourine and let's celebrate. That's good. But what are his ways after that? What's he like? What's his personality like? What's his character like? And I want to be like Moses. I want to know the ways he moves in my life and your life. And we'll find that in the place of prayer. So may 2020 be a year of prayer filled with joy, that we would grow closer in intimacy to the Lord and know his heart and his character. So stand with me if you would. Let's pray a blessing over this year. I'm going to have you take just a moment before I pray. Sam said it again. I've repeated this verse two or three times in the last two or three weeks in James. You do not have because you do not ask. If you ask, you have to believe and not doubt. I'm going to ask you to consider standing in this place, Lord willing, 1 year from now. What do you want your prayer life to look like? So just ask the Lord now in the quiet of your hearts. Ask him to accomplish, where do you want to be in your knowledge of him next year? So just ask him now, if you would. Ask him for this next year. Ask him to perform a miracle. Anything we ask according to his will. I want to be a man of your word this next year. I want to be a woman of your word. I want the self-discipline of the Spirit to invade my character and my life. I want to be a man or a woman of prayer. Just ask him. So, Lord, we stand before you here at the bookend of this year and unashamedly ask for a fruitful and abundant year in 2020 for all of us, Lord. I pray that you would make us exceedingly fruitful this next year, Lord. I pray that we would grow deep in the Spirit, Lord. I pray that we would grow up and out in fruitfulness, Lord. I pray, Father, that you would bring your kingdom to bear here in Eldorado, Kansas, and use us in our small part here, Lord. I pray, Lord, for a double, triple, quadruple portion of prayer for my brothers and sisters here, Lord. I pray for a release of joy, Lord. I pray, as Sam said today, we would no longer bow down to the spirit of fear. Our first place would be go to joy and expectation for what you're going to do for us, Lord. I pray that malaise would be lifted off. I pray for discouragement, and I pray that in its place you would pour out the oil of joy and gladness, God. Make us glad in your house of prayer. You're the one that does it, Lord. So would you bring joy and gladness to us this next year, God? Bless these people. Bless this new year. Bless this next decade, Lord. We ask this in the holy name of Jesus. And everyone said, amen. Bless you guys. Bless you. Have a blessed new year.